It wasn't too long ago, and a track star burst onto the scene. He was born with hemimelia, which meant that his legs didn't fully develop below the knees. And Ntando Mahlangu spent much of his early life in a wheelchair. In 2012, a decision was made to amputate both legs at the knee. And then the next September, he received his first set of blades, running blades, through the charity Jumping Kids. And since then, Ntando Mahlangu has not looked back. 4 years later, after 2012, he was lining up at the Paralympics in Rio. He became one of the youngest competitors in the games ever. He finished second in that race. And now, Ntando Mahlangu, double amputee from Pretoria, became an international sensation when he won double gold at the Tokyo 2020 Paralympics. And he joins us now on the line, in the chair, Ntando Mahlangu. How are you doing today, sir? I know that you're also writing exams at the moment, so I'm very, very privileged that you would make time in your very, very busy academic schedule to chat to us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and you? How are you?
I'm excellent. How have you juggled, you know, writing matric, but at the same time still performing absolutely amazingly at the Paralympics? How have you managed to juggle all that?
Yeah, I think it's been difficult. But when you have the right people around you and a good team, I think that, you know, it's possible. So I have to be grateful for the people that I've been working with, because they've been very well, you know, with organizing everything. So, it's been a beautiful journey, man.
How was Tokyo? I know some people who didn't go and compete, but they were some of the support staff. They say that Tokyo was weird for them because while somewhat open and mingling with other athletes, the whole bio bubble concept within the athletes' village was a little bit jarring. These are people that have been to one or two Olympics before. How was Tokyo compared to Rio?
Yeah, I think, you look at those things, obviously they make, a huge difference. But, as a person, you have to set your goals, and you have to know why you're there. At the end of the day, you know, you are there to compete, and if you are given the chance, you don't look at the other things, such as socializing and such. It is important to socialize, but I think if you are given the opportunity to do what you love to do, which is, you know, running and so on, you appreciate it, because it's not everyone that gets the opportunity. So for me, I didn't put a lot of attention to those things. They matter, I know that, but, just getting the opportunity to run and to be able, you know, to represent my country, that was the important thing.
You've been competing professionally, since you were 14 years? You were 14 at the Rio Olympics, weren't you?
Yes, I was 14 years old, yeah.
How does that feel? 14 is still a bit of a youngster. I would have never been as confident enough to, let alone perform. You came second in your race there, let alone, you know, just have the presence of occasion to run on a global stage at the age of 14. How did you deal with that pressure?
Yeah, well, it's tough, to deal with that pressure, because there is a lot of pressure coming from you. Having to know, that on the ranks where you are and so on. So the pressure was a lot. But it's about how you adapt, you know, to the pressure and make sure that it doesn't get over your head. So you have to keep calm. Which is difficult at that stage, but Rio was for me a learning stage, and then took that, you know, coming back from here, obviously I took that and then used it in my advantage for Tokyo 2020.
We've critiqued ourselves here on the show, Ntando, because we, yeah, as a show, as a team, and we've opened ourselves up for criticism, and we've had people on air that when it was the Olympics We were looking for people to talk to. We were looking and we were watching who was competing, and if there was a South African connection or someone back home, we were getting them on air. We didn't, and this is a, we admit as our own fault here on the show that we didn't do the same with the Paralympics.
Do you
see that? Do you see when you compete, whether it be in the World Champs, whether it be in the Olympics, and you're performing great as an athlete in your own right, you often, you know, look at the websites or go on social media and say, hey, but no one's talking about Paralympian athletes or disabled athletes online. How does that make you feel?
Well, how does it make you feel? I think obviously you get that sense of, you know, you know, treated equally as Olympians and Paralympians. But yes, you know, we do feel that as Paralympians, you know, not getting the same opportunities. Since I started with Paralympic sport, it's been like that. And yet, you know, we produce. It's not like we're not producing. So it's very hard to understand what people want. But, you know, having to go to Tokyo and coming back, I think that people are not educated about the Paralympics and people don't know about the Paralympics. And, you know, it's us, you know, as Paralympians, it's our job to educate people and to put out the word there more about Paralympics. So I hope, you know, I think the platform of 2020 was very good, you know, having to be the only one from South Africa to bring back two gold medals. You know, so it gave me that platform to talk about the Paralympics and to promote the Paralympics. And funny enough, I think coming into Tokyo 2020, there was a lot of people talking about the Paralympics, so which was a good thing. You know, if you look at it in a way. So I think it's been great. It's been definitely great.
We're speaking to Ntando Maslango, Paralympic athlete and double gold winner star. He performed excellently for Team South Africa at the 2021 Summer Paralympics, winning gold in the 200 meter, gold in long jump. I'm always loath to talk to people about victimhood, and that is something that you obviously do not feel. But tell me about, you know, your upbringing, being born with fibula hemimelia, born without the development of your legs below the knee, and then in 2012, your family and your doctors deciding to amputate both legs at the knee. Growing up in you know, being an average South African kid, not knowing about getting into athletics before then, just what was your life's plan? What was your life's goal as a kid?
Well, you know, it was basic. You know, being a disabled child in South Africa is not easy. So basically, well, you don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, for me, I don't like to talk about those things because at the end of the day, I have to appreciate where I am today, and I have, you know, to be positive. And, you know, I think in a world of today, in a South Africa of today, we don't need negativity. So, you know, I have to talk about the positive. You know, I'm blessed. You know, I have everything that I could ask for, and, you know, it's been a beautiful journey. You know, and that's the story that we should you know, put out there. Yes, it was not easy, you know, to get where I am today, but you know, look at the positive and, you know, put more positivity out there, you know, than to talk about the negativity. So yeah, I would say that I am blessed and I'm honored, you know, to represent my country. You know, and the story, you know, after Ntando Maslango got himself, that's the important one.
We can't talk about the emergence of disabled athletes in South Africa and the how the Paralympics became essentially mainstreamed in South Africa without talking about Oscar Pistorius. And Oscar Pistorius, of course, still serving time in jail for his crimes. But I'd like to talk to you not about Oscar Pistorius, but how that period of when he came out was the Blade Runner, what that did for the mainstreaming of Paralympic athletes.
To be honest, I think I was young by that age. I was sitting at home, So I can actually comment about that a lot. I think in South African Paralympics, you look at it from 2016, you know, it's been your Arnold Fourie and those guys, because those are the guys that I know. So, yeah, I think, you know, from 2012, obviously, well, 2016, those are the guys that I looked up to. Obviously, now they've retired. You know, they're not, you know, in the game anymore. So, but look at 2020, you know, it's who are the guys in the team. So I think the only thing I can comment about is the team now, which is, you know, the 2016 and the 2020 team. Mm.
What are your plans? You are now two Paralympics in, silver medalist in one, double gold medalist in another. What are then your plans? Where to from you? Of course, to compete as long and hard as possible to defend your gold medal titles.
Yeah, so, you know, I think the most important thing now is to write my exams. I'm in matric, and to make sure that I get, you know, my matric certificate. And from then, next year, I would love, you know, to study and finish with my studies. And also, while studying, do athletics. And I'll be doing athletics until, you know, well, I have a say that I always say is that as long as I like, you know, running, I'll do it. And the day that I don't like, you know, to do it anymore, I'll stop. But for now, I'm still liking it, so I'll be still doing athletics for some time.
How do you discover that you have a knack for running? Because you were gifted your first set of blades through a charity called Jumping Kids. You've not looked back. How do you discover all of a sudden, you know, I have the athletic ability to run on blades and run fast and also jump far? How do you discover that you have this talent?
Well, you know, I think it's about getting on the track, you know, the feeling that you get when you're on the track, and you know, the feeling that you get when running. I think that's when you notice that not only are you fast, but you are in love with the sport. And that's the important thing. You know, when you love what you do, it's then easier to run fast times and so on. So, yeah, I have to say the love of athletics that, you know, the love that I generated from athletic running and so on. And, yeah, that's what made me realize that I'm in love with the sport. And, you know, I like training and doing athletics in general. So, yeah, I think that's when I realized.
I can only speak from the point of view of an able-bodied person with the full use of my legs. What's it like getting onto blades for the first time? Bouncing and hopping around, testing your balance and shifting your weight from one leg to the other, one side to the other. What was that like? You know, as what you were less than 14, because you were at the Olympics at 14. So you were how old when you got your first blades?
I was 10 years old when I got
blades. And just describe that. That feeling. Yeah, maybe there's a young kid who was probably in your experiences the same that you may have, and you know they may be getting ready to, you know, fit for a pair of blades or prosthesis. What is that experience like?
Yeah, I think you know, it's definitely something that, you know, can't put in words. But if I would say is you know, think about it as this time, you've never been able to walk, and now you're given the opportunity to walk. That's basically, you know, the way I can explain it. So I think it's a great feeling, and I have to thank Jumping Kids. You know, they have been really good to me. You know, they're the people that gave me my first pair of legs. You know, they were the people that taught me, you know, to learn to walk and so on. So I have to be grateful, you know, for Jumping Kids, for what they've done, which was giving me the opportunity to be myself. Yeah.
So what's next for Ntando Mahlangu?
Now, as
besides,
I said, you know,
besides finish matric exams first.
No, that's my goal for now. I didn't plan to further than that yet. I think, you know, the most important thing now is to make sure that I'm getting good results, and then we can plan from there. And we'll take it from there after, you know, next year after getting my results.
and like any young person, enjoying December, the December after matric.
Yeah, spending time with family, you know, that's what I love to do, yeah.
Okay. Well, Ntando Mahlangu, thanks so much for joining us here on The Morning Review. Paralympic athlete and double gold medalist joining us as our guest here in the chair. Remember, the open line up next, 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.